Shir in Maseches Nedarim, Monday night. Yesterday's Shir was not recorded. Rabbi Greenspan, I have to work on the people of the Shir. You work on them any way you want. I don't care if you tie them to the doorpost and give them 39 lashes. But you have to work on them. There's no shot. They have to. If you take a shear seriously, so you come on time. Even if you start with a shear, not with Myers. If you want me to feel that the shear is taken seriously, so people have to come and come on time. Yeah, come today. Yeah, tomorrow not. Yeah, that's not a way to go to a shear. Not a way to go to a serious shear. That's what killed the Daf Yomi shear. That it was like, yeah, okay. So I don't want to give such a shear. It takes too much out of me. If there's a group of committed people, good. So Adarab, it's good for me also.
And I'll send an email.
But if this lackadaisical, when I have time, I'll come to the shear if it works out with my schedule, maybe. So for that, it takes too much out of me. It's not fair. I won't do it. Okay, today we're not learning after Meyer, but I have a prior commitment. So I apologize for that, but it is a prior commitment. So, okay, we're learning about Kinuya Nadarim. It's fine if you put it on. Let not the tzibur suffer because of me. My voice is Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Nobody ever accused me of having a not loud enough voice. No, it's fine. Kol Kinuya Nadarim Kinadarim. So we had the Ran, and we had the Ran that said brought down a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish. So Rabbi Yochanan holds its loshen nachrim heim, and the Ran says, of course, it's the Orais and Nadarim the Amorim b'chol loshen. And we pointed out that the Ran's phrase of Nadarim the Amorim b'chol loshen must be a svara, because you see, it doesn't need a pasuk. You have some things listed in Maseches Saita, which are Ne'amor and B'chol Loshen, which do need a pasuk. There are two types of Shavuos, interestingly enough, that need a pasuk. Shavuos Eid, Shavuos Apikadon. The pshat there is, must be, we said, that since it's a special parsha in the Torah, so it could be you need a special formula to kick in the chiyuv. Just like all chiyuvim in the Torah, you need like a special formula to kick in the chiyuv. Mashiach in the Dharm and the Shavuos, Stamazai, where the Torah pretty much said, you know, it's up to you, Hashem said. I'm handing you the reins to make something usher, to obligate yourself through a shvua, through a nether. So there's no formula. There's no formula. And therefore, Nedarim Ne'amorim B'chol Loshon does not need a pasuk. Why is it called Kinui? Because the Ran asks a question. What is this whole Kinui business? Kinui and Nedarim, Kinadarim, what? Nedarim Ne'amorim B'chol Loshon. Like, that's all. Just say that. If that's what it is, so say that. So the Ran says no, because these are not real Lashonos. These are Shibushim of Lashon Kodesh that made their way into other languages. In other words, you can't get away that it's another language in Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said Lashon Nachrim Hein. So, but it's not a real Lashon. It's a mispronunciation, a Shibush of Lashon Kodesh, maybe mispronunciation, or some word, you know, it's like playing telephone, you know, words have a way of changing, metamorphosing, you know, as it goes into another language. So you might say it's not a real language. So that's why it's a Chiddush. We saw on Dav Gimel, it's like, it's a Chiddush that doesn't need a Pasuk, because the Ran on Dav Gimel, we saw, is insistent that Kol Kinuya Nadarim Kinadarim does not need a Pasuk. On Daf Beis, he works out that it's somewhat of a chiddush. It's not just plain, good old Nedarim Ne'amorim B'chol Loshon, which doesn't even need a pasuk. So it's a chiddush. But on Daf Gimel, you see, it's not enough of a chiddush to require a pasuk. It's illogical. It's enough to say the logic that even though it's a Loshon Kodesh, a Loshon Nishtabesh, what does the Ran say? Kamash Malon, Kivan Sha'anochrim Medabrim Bohem. L'mayisa, they use it. There is common usage. And therefore, Aval Pi Shehu Mishibush Shehu B'Yadom, still, so that's why it's good. So that's Kinuyim Loshon Nochrim Heim. Reb Shlokish holds Loshon Shabod Chomim Lios Noder Bo. They mamish picked words. It's probably also I mean, just common sense says it's also like an offshoot of the word carbon, and an offshoot of the word cheirem, and an offshoot of the word nazir. There's no denying that they have letters, and it's just like an offshoot of the Lashon Kodesh word. But Chachamim made it up. It's a made-up word. Chachamim instituted it. Leos Noder both use it as a neder. The Ran's Shita is, there are other Rishonim that argue with the Ran. Maybe we'll see it, maybe not, certainly not tonight. It's for sure the Oraisa. It's for sure the Oraisa. Now, because like Gora Haskamas, Chachamim Zalmi Haskamosa. Now, I just want to point out, there are two ways, just to understand the Lomdas. Many times you have like the Rabbonans, like a king, and you want to know if it helps on a Oraisa level. Like the Ran makes a point of saying that even though it's a Lashon Chachamim, but it helps on a Oraisa level. Now he says something pure logic. Because here, now we're not talking about that. Sometimes Rabbonan could say, if you say these words, so midi Rabbonan the ned is chal. Midi Oraisa the ned is not chal, and midi Rabbonan it's chal. So then obviously it's only midi Rabbonan. It's only chal midi Rabbonan. But that's not what they did here. They didn't say, if you say these words, the thing becomes osur. And that's midi Rabbanon, because they said it. Because midi Oraisa doesn't become osur. They made up the language. They made up the words. So that's why the Ran says it's not an issue that it should only be midi Rabbanon. Again, how would it would be midi Rabbanon in one of two ways. And the Ran's saying a third way, which makes it the Oraisa. It is important. First of all, the Lomdus is important. And second of all, there are Rishonim that hold it's midi Rabbanon. And the Ran's logic is so compelling, so they must hold one of the other two tzedodim. There's three ways that could work. I'm Rabbanan. I want to make up. I don't want you to use the word carbon. I want you to use a different word, but the neder should still be chal. There's three ways to do it. The Ran says the third way, and that makes it the Oraisa. The first way, which would of course make it the Rabbanan, is that they would say, if you use this word, it's really a nonsense word, it has no meaning, it doesn't mean anything, but if you say Hare Kikar Ze Kainan, it's also. That, we would all agree, would make it the Rabbanan. Right? That's the Rabbanan. The power of the Rabbanan say that if you say this, it's also on you, that's the Rabbanan. They could be Mesakein that this word is the equivalent of saying Karbon. In other words, they're not directly saying that the kikur becomes usur on you when you say kikur ze olai kainim. That would be like a pure drabbanan. But they could have said it a takona, that this word, not, see, the Ran makes it into, they got together in the Academy of Languages, and why should they be worse than those idiot Spaniards who sit and make up words for their language. So Chachamim made up a word for our language. But they had to structure it that way. They might have done it differently. They might have said, we're Mesakin, that when you say the word Kainim, it's like you said the word Karbon. That would also make it the Rabbanon. You understand? The first way, which would of course be the Rabbanon, is if they said, when you say this formula, this sentence, it's also. That's the Rabbanon. They said it. They could have been I'll give you an example of the second thing. Basar of Becholov. What do you think Rabbanan said? They could have said one of two things. They could have said, we're making a new Isser. It's called chicken with milk. Chicken with milk, by the way, is Midi Rabbanan. Right? Midi Raisa, it's only meat, animal meat, not chicken meat, not oil. When Rabbanan wanted the Asser, oaf meat, chicken with milk. About chicken and milk. So they could have said, we're making a new Issa. We're making an Issa. Chicken and milk is also. Drabonon. Just like books is Drabonon. Just like Issa Drabonon, right? So Shneus Larayas, right? But they didn't. They said, Midrabonon, this is Bosor. Midrabonon, this is Bosor. Now, it's still Drabonon because it's not Basar, it's chicken. Midrabonon, we're considering this Basar. We are saying that this should be included in the term Basar. You'll say, what's the difference? What are you draining me a cup for? What are you stam trying to show off that you could twist your thumb? Very, very major difference. We find in the Achronim, in the Poskim, in the Rishonim, a difference between a Rabbonon sheyesh lo ikur min haTorah and a Drabbonon sheein lo ikur min haTorah. This is a lashon of Tosfos and the Rishonim in many places in Shas. There's a drabon, and it could even be a difference whether you say Sofik Drabbonon lekula, Sofik Drabbonon lechumra. It could be. I'm not going now into all the ramifications. But there are many ramifications lahalacha between a Drabbonon sheyesh lo ikur min haTorah, as it's called, which has a basis in the Oraisa, and a Rabbonon she'ein lo ikur min haTorah. Now, a person, that's a logical person, would say, what's the difference? Drabbonon is Drabbonon, man. Like, what's the difference? Why should there be a difference? Right? Whatever difference you think of, let's say something Drabbonon l'kula. So, what's the difference? Still Drabbonon, it's not the Oraisa, right? The answer is, this is the difference. Muktzah, for example, is called ein lo ikur min haTorah. They made up an issa. And it's a muktzah. They didn't say midrabbonon, it's a malacha. See, that would have been yesh lo ikur min haTorah, is when they say besar of midrabbonon is called basar. If they would have said using muktzah midrabbonon is a malacha, that would be called yesh lo ikur min haTorah. They didn't do that. They said, we're making up an isser. We have a right to make up an isser. And the isser is called muktzah. Besar of, b'cholov, they didn't do that. They said besar of is also basar. And it has ramifications la'alocha. When midrabbonon, it's the dioraisa shem. It's different than if rabbonon just fabricated an isser out of thin air, so to speak. The Dorim, I'm saying they Sofik Drabbonon lekula. Many Rishonim hold that Yesh lo ikur min haTorah, you don't say Sofik Drabbonon lekula. They were only Mekel if Ein lo ikur min haTorah. Tosfos is in Beitza. You look on either the top Tosfos on, I think, Dalet Amud Beis, or maybe Gimel Amud Beis. You see the Tosfos. Yes, Rakashin gives a terror. The difference in Yesh lo ikur min haTorah and Ein lo ikur min haTorah. The Shach in Yoredeya is always talking about a Drabbonon that's Yesh lo ikur min haTorah and Ein lo ikur min haTorah. So I'm saying it's not far fetched. It's not a crazy idea that Rabbonon would come along and say, Midrabbonon, when you say Kainim, it's like you said the word Korban. It's a takana of theirs. Just like they could say Besar Of, Midrabbonon is Basar. So koneim midrabbonon is like saying the word korban. But that would still leave it a drabbonon. The first way would certainly leave it a drabbonon. If they said, when you utter this sentence, that the kikar becomes usur on you. That's certainly drabbonon. What makes it dioraisa is the Ran. The Ran's way, where they're not really utilizing, according to the Ran, if you would say, Laisosur, a guy is not listening to Rabbanon, they said Kikar Zeh Koinam Alai, and Kikar Zeh Koinam Alai, and he ate it, you know, so Laisosur, not Laisosur. They didn't use the power of the rabbis. It's like Gara Haskamas Chachamim Zalme Haskamasam. That's not like the special power that the Torah granted the Rabbanon to do things and to institute things and to assert things. These are our leaders, and they made up a language and finished the Oraisa. The other Rishonim, I hold the Ran's logic is so compelling that other Rishonim who say it's the Rabbanon, to me is the Dover Tamua. Like, why in the world? What do you mean? I mean, they made up a language. So it must be that they hold yes, Gora Haskamas Chachamim Zalmei Haskamasam, because no one elected them into the Academy of Hebrew-speaking peoples. It's not like that. So the only thing they could do to circumvent that lack is to be mesakein, that if you say this word, it's like you said korban. I don't think the first way, I think the first way is like too weird, like to say that if you say these words it becomes us, or like it's weird. It's more the stavrade or masakin, that saying this word is like saying the word karbo, but that's a takana, so you're left with a drabono. That's the only way I understand it. I mean, there is some machlokas. The Ran's logic of legor haskamas chachamim zalme haskamos is very compelling. I mean, so good. I could see someone arguing with that. So then, why does it blibe the Rabbanon? Because, in other words, the other Rishonim hold they used the power of the Rabbanon. Since they hold goro haskamas chachamim zalme haskamos, they hold obviously they can't just make up a word. So, but they could make up a word with the power of the rabbis, because the rabbis have a power. Ooh, but then it's only drabona. Once they use it to power the rabbis, it's only drabona. Okay.
They didn't use the power of the rabbis.
They're using the power of the Academy of the Hebrew Speaking Language People's Association. Yeah. That's not the power of the rabbis. That's the rabbis are enough of our leadership to make up words as much as Merriam-Webster. That's what the Ran is saying. Okay. Now, according to the Ran, I said, other languages would not be called Kinui and Adorim. Because the Ran needs it to fit into the world Kinui, Mechana, Shema, Chaveiro. And he very clearly looks at other languages as just as legitimate as Lashon Kodesh when it comes to making an Eder. And the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan, I mean the Chiddush of Kinuyin, is that it's not a real language, it's Lashon Kodesh, Uelish and Ishtabish, right? So it's not really a language. The Ritva argues, only on that prat. The Ritva holds that all languages are, in other words, there would be a test, and the question is, a Neder in a different language, does that utilize the din of Kol Kinuyin Adarim Kinadarim or not? So the answer is it's Machlokes Ran and Ritva. Let's learn the Ritva inside. On the Aleph Amad Aleph. You have the good old fashioned ritual. Okay, but it's on the first daf. And I don't know, you want to help me find it? The Divrei HaMaskil is the Kinui HaNeder Hu. I hope they have that in bold. The Kinui HaNeder Hu Shagomer Loshen Nidro, because he just got through explaining Yodas first. So he says a complete sentence, that's why he says Gomer Loshen Nidro. El Shein Lashonom Besukon. He didn't use a good Loshon. Why not? He says it in a different language. Which is also the Ran. That association is very clear between Kinui and Hamachan Hashem L'Chaveiro. Klomar Shakoro also B'Shem Acher She'eno Shmo. That's not really his name. Afkan Kayotzibo Shakore L'Korban Konem O Konech O Kones Ulanozir Nozich Nozich Pozich. But it's a different language. Loshon Acheres means there was some other language which used these words. Look at the end of...
Other languages, just
like slang of people. Other languages, he says... Omer he says it beferish at the end of the Ritva, at the end of the next paragraph. Uvgamore fliyibo dereish lokesom ad nekinuyim loshon shabodu chachomim. There's no drimbol b'chol makom b'chol zman. Ki heichid loy leim a korban l'Hashem. Dumom l'Hashem korban. B'hu asur shu korv lo tzishem shemayim uvatola. Rabbi Yochanan savar loshon umos heim. Shekoran l'korban koinim. B'l'shvu ha-shvusa. Now, here's another chiddush of the Ritva, which we'll see if there's an argument with this. He says it only helps in the place where that language is spoken. V'im ba'oso mokom b'levad. Nodar Onishba B'Shemos Elu, only in those places where that language is spoken. Only there is it a neder. Tremendous chiddush. If I make the neder in the place where that language is spoken, it's a good neder. I go to a different place, meaningless.
So is that just loose from saying the majority of the people speak it there, or
I would assume.
or it's accepted as a language there. However that would happen, maybe even a minority, that already, and I don't know. We don't know. But ba'osam makom where it's used, maybe it takes the majority. But the chiddush is only in that place. Harizan uvamakobos acherim she'enogim bekinuyim elu lo havi neder velo shvua. Avalam yeshlam kinuyim acherim. They have other words that they use in place of korban. Chayiv bohem. Umistavra. This is the ikkar. These last few words. The loshen laz, which means a different language. Va'arav is Arabic. Kayosibo. Kikinuyan chashivi, v'yosur bohem. So here he says explicitly, mamish, that other languages have a din kinui. He says two chidushim. One, other languages are kinui, and two, it only helps in the place where they speak it. Okay, we'll see. We'll come back to that point. The Rambam. So we have the Ran, who apparently holds a regular other language is not even kinuyim. The Ritva is a chiddush. In Hilchus language, the Ritva is like an interesting, almost sociological. He's saying like everything's a kinuy. It's a kinuy of Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh. You know, if you go and you go do research, there is such a body of thought that the original language, whenever people started talking, is Hebrew, and everything else is just. Certainly, what we learn in Chumash that there. Migdal Bavel over there, so it's not so clear. It sprang up spontaneously, according to Tzmash Moses. So it could be there as from the story of Migdal Bavel. You don't have a raya how to view other languages. It could be they are objective languages as much as Hebrew is, because they sprang up, and so it could be it's objectively a language. And the Ritva, you see. That other languages are not to be viewed as objective languages. They are kinuyim. They're all kinuyim to Lashon Kodesh. That's what you see in the Ritva. We'll see, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow night, the following nights, very big ramifications in different halachas, whether how you view other languages. Right now, I just. What? What? What would be the difference? But why would a language not be acceptable? The Ritva doesn't limit it to 70 languages. He says any other language. He says Arabic. You know, I don't know. Now the. I want to see the Rambam. The Rambam is a third shita. A little like the Ritva and a little like the Rambam. Perek Aleph in Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Tezayin. Yesh Mekomos, there are places, but the Ritva is Machadish only in the place where it's spoken. In the Ran, there was no Zecher of that. You could say, according to the Ran, it could fit very nicely. Why? According to the Ran, other languages are b'chal not kinuyim. They are objective languages. They're not even kinuyim. So if they're not even kinuyim, so they would be valid even in a place where they're not spoken because they're objective languages. So you said a word in a sentence and it has a din lashon. You said a sentence and it's a sentence. You spoke a language. According to the Ritva, that other languages are a kinuy, so there is a certain logic in saying that it's a is saying it's a subjective language, not an objective one, right? Once it's a subjective language, it's extremely logical to say that it has its din language only in the place where they speak it. What?
And since Adam are on a requirement,
it's a point. It's a point. We'll delve into it more. But it's certainly not illogical, the Ritva. If it's a subjective language, you could see the logic that it's only a language where people speak it. You could say Fakir too, that
I just, you know, the word subjective has some meaning. Objective means objective. Subjective means subjective. To me, this, at least it's not illogical for the Ritva to have said that. Once it's a subjective language, because he calls it a kinui of Lashon Kodesh, and it's only a din of kol kinui nadarim kinadarim, so it's a subjective language. So I can hear that it's only in the place where it's spoken.
Like a French person who's in America and makes a neder.
According to the Ritva, he says explicitly it would not be good. The Ritva says that explicitly. It's, we're going to see soon that the Bir Halacha says that about Kriya Shema as well. So don't. The Bir Halacha, we're going to see, it's Hashem, not tonight, that he assumes the Ritva Svara and Kriya Shema, which could be said in any language, but the Bir Halacha, we're going to see it inside of it's Hashem. Based on the Ritva, he says only you can only say Kriya Shema in French in France. If you say Kriya Shema in French in Spanish, in Spain, you're not Yotze. It's based on this Ritva. Again, the lumdus of the Ritva, I think, is that it's a subjective language. So if it's a subjective language, it only helps in the place where it's spoken. I want to see the Rambam. Again, we're not learning after Ma'ariv tonight. I have a prior commitment. Yesh mekomos sha'anosh. So according to the Ram, it's an objective language. Therefore, it helps everywhere. And it's not even the din of kol kinuyin adarim kinadarim. It's the darim ne'amarim b'chalashon. Kinuyin adarim are the languages. Refers to Lashon Kodesh and Ishtabesh, and it's not really the other languages, it's just the Shibush of Lashon Kodesh. But the Ran doesn't say that it only helps in the place where they speak it. Because it could be, once we say the Kiddush, that common usage makes it an acceptable other language, so now it's as much of another language as Spanish is. And according to the Ran, apparently that helps all over it. Once it enters the language, it's an objective language. The Ritva holds it's a kinui. It only helps where they speak it. And every language needs the din of kol kinui nadarim kinadarim. Right? That puts it all together. Now, the Rambam has his own take on this. Perek Aleph, Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Tezayin. Yesh Mekomos, there are places, Shan Sheyem, Olgim Umafsidim Haloshon. They mispronounce words, and they refer to something with using a different word than the real word that's supposed to be used, because they mess up. Holchin shom, there, in the place where they do that, achar hakinui. In other words, there's a flip side. The Ran holds kinui in the dorm is a shibush of Lashon Kodesh. According to the Ritva, there's no shibush in kinui in the dorm. There's no shibush. It's not a shibush of anything. It's another language, which is called the kinui of Lashon Kodesh. But it's not a shibush. The Rambam talks about a shibush, apparently of Hebrew, of Lashon Kodesh, and therefore he says it like the Ran. Ketzad kol kinuyah korban ka korban, and he brings down the kinuyah. B'chein kol kayotzei b'zeh, hochin achar Lashon klal ha'om, you follow the way people speak, but also mokol, Uba also zman. The Rambam has like a little of everything. It has a little of the Ran in that it's a kinui. It's a shibush. Kinui is a shibush. A regular language he would not call a kinui. A kinui is a shibush. He limits it, though, to where they say it. Where this shibush has entered the language. Hochinachar Lashon Klal Ha'om, but also Mokum of also Zman. So it's a shibush, it's not really a real language, but it's the way people speak. So in that place, Uba also Zman, and in the time when it's used, you know, that could change all over decades, people could stop using it.
So basically, different dialects.
Yeah, so like it's like the Ran that he calls it a shibush Lashon. He doesn't know, like the Ritva, that every irregular language can be called a kinui. But he says it only helps in the place where they use it.
But what does he call a regular language then?
It would not be kinui. It would be Nedarim, Nemarim, B'chaloshim, like we said in the Ran.